And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 18th of September, 2014. The birthday of Samuel Johnson, Litchfield, England, 1709. When he was 26, he married a widow who was 20 years his senior. An intelligent woman, he decided, and around the same time, he also started writing. He wrote essays, he wrote a play. His most productive period was his 40s. He wrote 200 essays for the newspaper The Rambler, and he wrote his Dictionary of the English Language. And in his 50s, he met young James Boswell, who was 22, who followed him around, took notes, and later wrote the biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, which made Samuel Johnson one of the most quoted authors in the English language. Johnson said, "Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel." He said, "When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life." And he said, "A decent provision for the poor is the true test of civilization." It's the birthday of the French physicist Jean-Bernard Léon Foucault, born in Paris, 1819, took the first clear photograph of the sun, helped develop a technique for measuring the velocity of light with accuracy, and is best known for his pendulum, Foucault's pendulum, that demonstrated the Earth's rotation. It's the birthday of Greta Garbo, born Greta Gustafsson in Stockholm, 1905, grew up poor. She was shy. Her father died when she was 15. She had to go to work to help support the family. She became a department store model, went to study at the Royal Dramatic Theater, and caught the eye of a movie director, Moritz Stiller. He took her under his wing, changed her last name to Garbo, cast her in a movie, and when he signed a deal with MGM in Hollywood, he insisted on bringing her along. She became a big star with the movie Flesh and the Devil, 1926, a movie at which she met and fell for her co-star, John Gilbert. They went on to star in a silent film adaptation of Anna Karenina and several more features. They got engaged. Garbo called off the wedding at the last minute, and she never married. She traveled. She had many close friends. She loved New York City, though she did guard her privacy. People quoted the line that she spoke in the movie Grand Hotel, but they misquoted it, and Garbo once pointed out, "I never said, 'I want to be alone.' I only said, 'I want to be let alone.' There is all the difference." Here's a poem for today by Karina Borowitz, reading Anna Karenina. In middle age, Tolstoy apprenticed himself to a bootmaker. He labored at learning the skills of that trade. Sometimes his fingers bled onto the leather as he punched the awl or drew the needle in the outline of a foot. Blisters, he knew, are holier than ink stains. The boots were ugly, and they pinched. Sonia complained, and she refused to wear them. Yet she copied Karenina by hand. How many times? It was his words she loved. How he formed souls out of air, just breath. She preferred the page's purity to his restless hands. If he were a man made only of words, she'd give her whole self to him. Reading Anna Karenina, a poem by Karina Borowitz, from her collection Proof, published by Codhill Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.